Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just really humbles her heart and starts to walk honestly with you, so that she can grow and change and just become a very fruitful sister in the body of Christ. Ask all these crazy things in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to touch on something that I mentioned in the earlier podcast, where I talked about deceiving yourself can feel better. The Bible warns a lot about self-deception, okay? And it's something that's very easy to do, okay? This is Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. It says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Okay, your heart likes to lie to itself, okay, especially when a reproof comes, okay. But scripture says, this is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6. It says, "By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged," okay, "and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil," okay. You want to always remember that your sin. I'm going to word this, just bear with me. I'm going to explain it. But your sin's your best friend, okay? Finding your sin is like finding diamonds, okay? Your sin causes a lack of peace with God. And you cannot overthrow him. He is much stronger than you, okay? So when a revelation of your sin comes, you want to embrace it with your whole heart. So that it can be purged, okay? You don't want to hide from it. You don't want to lie to yourself about it, even though lies can feel better, okay? Especially if there's pride there, okay? When that conviction comes, or when someone comes either inwardly or someone says it to you outwardly, okay? It can be like, "Ooh, I don't like that. I don't like how that feels. Okay, I feel all embarrassed and, I all these feelings inside. I don't like that. Don't say that to me. Okay, I don't feel good when you say that to me. I feel better when I go in my mind." In all honesty, this is what Christians do. Okay, this is what people do. I feel better in my mind when I say that's not true. Then I feel good about myself. Now I feel good. I'm okay. Well, not really. Okay, you just lied to yourself and you just deceived yourself. Okay, and you just kept a full-on scorpion in your pocket. That didn't make any sense, does it? No. Okay. It didn't make a lick of sense to keep something that wants to destroy you and kill you close to you. Okay. When you find that out, you want to treat that revelation, okay, like the precious diamond that it is, because it is. It's a conviction of the Holy Ghost. Okay. He's trying to cleanse you so that you can have that peace with God, okay, and so that you can walk with Him, okay. And when you have peace with God, everything flows just like water, okay. Things go well, okay. But when you hold on to that sin because you don't like that reproof and you don't want to hear it, okay, then you're going to have problems. You might feel good in your flesh, but you're going to have problems other places. It's just not wise, okay? So have that type of thinking to where you embrace and even search out your sin like diamonds, okay? And be looking to purge, be looking to cleanse, be looking to find those areas where the Lord wants to change you, okay? Because this is another very, it's a very another important aspect of being able to hear the Holy Spirit. When you this is what the Lord will do. You will be chastened and dealt with, but this is one of the ways that the Lord deals with the person when they don't want to hear, okay? When he's talking to them about something, about their sin or something else, okay? Or he's giving them an answer to a question, okay? But they don't want to hear it either because they don't like it or they don't understand it or something, okay? That's why Jesus keeps saying, "He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear," okay? It's because what happens is you will walk around in your mind in circles, searching out other answers over and over and over again, and he'll let you do it in a state of confusion, okay? Not understanding what's going on in your trial or your situation because he already answered you and you didn't want to hear it, okay? And you'll walk around like that, looking and looking and looking until you're broken and humble enough to hear what he already told you, and that's a big fat waste of time. Okay, that's a big fat waste of time. Okay, and it's an important part of hearing the Holy Spirit because when you do that, you have a lack of clarity. Okay, and you want clarity. That's an important part of hearing the Holy Spirit and walking in the Spirit, is being in a place of holiness, being in a place of obedience, being in a place of constant cleansing and purging of your sin. He tells you, you sin, bam, it's gone. Okay, immediately. All right, yes, sir, I'm sorry. Confess and be washed. Okay, like it says in the book of 1 John. Okay, and you're walking in light, and you're doing well. Okay. And then you're also able to hear when he's answering you, okay? And not lying to yourself and deceiving yourself, so you walk around in circles like that, okay? I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for you to starting your day, which is a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, growing closer to you, and just seeking after you. Ask all these prayers you bless in Jesus' name. Amen.